821, we're back. Brian Vander Ark from the Verve Pipe is with us, plus in studio audience, which we rarely have. And thanks for coming in this morning. Hope you guys are having a good time. Getting a little performance. And then everybody has whatever. They have stuff that we, your tickets
free
for the
giveaway
show.
Giveaway stuff.
And then you're going to pick somebody to go to the sit up front.
I'm doing that?
Yeah, you are.
Man, get a little
the pressure.
So they don't hate us, they hate you.
Yeah, can they leave the room before I pick?
No.
No, and they each get one crack at you, too.
Oh, nice.
With a stick. We'll do that in a little bit. So what are you going to do? We were talking about doing a sing-along.
Sing-along. What do you guys want to sing? What do you feel like singing?
Kumbaya. Michael Rode His Boat Ashore.
I don't know any of these, your fancy tunes.
Now, you're a musician, actually. What do you do? You just came in here. Hang on.
Long, long time ago.
I love that song.
Sadly, you got 9 minutes? Do we have 9 minutes that we can do this or no?
Can you just stay right to heaven?
Oh, here you go.
Well, you can do it. Look at that.
Hold on.
Can you do 20?
With me.
25 or 6-4, Chicago.
Come on, that's the first thing you learn.
That's the only thing I can actually do. Yeah. Even I can do that, yeah.
I thought Smoke on the Water was the first thing you learn.
Oh, that's a good one. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nicely
done. Do you do Neil Diamond? Do you do impersonation?
I do Neil Diamond.
Seriously.
September morn, we danced and that became a brand new day.
That's not bad.
Thank you very much.
That's not bad.
I do a little Peter Gabriel.
All right.
Red rain is falling down. Red rain.
Can you do Shock the Monkey?
Don't you know you're going to shock the monkey? Yeah.
Only with a real monkey.
Who else did you? I used to do Michael McDonald. You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Oh, you got to give me more of that. That's great. That's very good.
Thank you very much.
Michael McDonald.
Never ends.
Can you do have you done stuff like that when you're first trying to crack in the business? Like being a Holiday Inn.
You know what? Doing impressions when you're trying to be in a rock and roll band doesn't sweeten the deal.
No, it doesn't. No.
It's like, sign us. Could you sign us, please?
Yeah.
Okay, please sign us because I do impressions.
But if you're at the Holiday Inn airport, you know, you're trying to do something.
Definitely.
When you're sitting there for 4 hours, you're pretty much doing anything.
My first job, I was 16. I was playing at the Holiday Inn bars and doing the...
You're doing the circuit.
Doing
yeah.
the circuit of the Holiday Inn bars, yeah. And I used to do with James Taylor. Everything I sang sounded like James Taylor because I was a huge James Taylor fan.
Really?
Yeah, so... But I can't do that. There's too many cigarettes. And
yeah.
Since then,
too
know.
Many cigarettes, too much whiskey.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I actually have a great story about James. Can't tell you.
Oh, come on.
I can tell you off the air. I can't tell you on the air. Because he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a very nice guy.
Agreed.